Kenneth Smith has been on Alabama's death row for 35 years. His first execution was abandoned when jail officials could not find a viable vein to use for the flow of lethal drugs. So this time around, Alabama plans to use an entirely untested method, strapping a mask onto his face and filling it with nitrogen gas that will suffocate him and kill him. The United Nations is calling for the execution to be abandoned, so are death penalty opponents across America who accuse the Alabama authorities of barbarism. But for Mr. Smith, who is 58, time is running out. The country's other death penalty states are watching closely to see whether nitrogen gas can help them overcome the difficulty they are facing procuring the drugs normally used for lethal injections.